Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. The 8th DBS Marina Regatta will be held this year from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June at the Promontory at Marina Bay. This year, they have a theme, the race against time. Certainly in line with the event's aim of educating and inspiring Singaporeans from all walks of life to embrace a more sustainable lifestyle before it's too late. Now, Money FM 89.3 welcomes Claire Wong, head of DBS Foundation, and Beyond Low, founder of Edible Garden City, to tell us more about the event and the importance of sustainability in our lives at a time when environmental crises like global warming and pollution threaten our very existence. Welcome to both of you to the show. Okay, we'll start with Claire. What makes the 8th DBS Marina Regatta unique?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, the theme this year is the race against time. Mm-hmm. You know, Singaporeans love racing, chasing things, right? So why not race things against time to do something good, right? So I think the idea is really that we're racing against time to inspire people to build a more sustainable country, mm-hmm. Really the race against time to do good, right? And the regatta will feature various activities, both land and sea, such as race the maze, which is Singapore's largest eco maze, which is made out of recycled straw materials.
Okay.
And all kinds of interactive fun and games. And in the maze itself will be like 10 challenges, which are also sustainability themed. So we really want
You're
to
making them work this year.
Yes, very hard. But it'll be fun as well, I promise.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you brought up the maze. It's a 23,000 square foot maze. And it is deemed as one of the main attractions of this year's Marina Regatta. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so who thought up the maze? Why the maze?
Well, I mean, I think we were thinking about ways to really engage people. Mm-hmm. So we wanted it to be fun, interactive, you know, kind of like make learning about sustainability accessible to both young and old, mm-hmm. Through games. So that's why there are like 10 challenges, which are very creatively thought through. Mm-hmm. So that people learn as they play. So you just really have to come down and try it.
Okay. Now, the question of sustainability, maybe 5, even 10 years ago, most of us didn't even think about it. Most mm-hmm. of us have incorporated some kind of sustainability efforts or attempts into our everyday lives. So this is very timely. So for this, we bring Beyond into the conversation. You are the founder of Edible Garden City. Tell us everything about that.
So Edible Garden City is urban farming social enterprise that we started 7 years ago in Singapore to drive the grow your own food movement. Mm-hmm. I think in Singapore we don't have a lot of farms and we do import 90% of our food. And yet, you know, we waste 700,000 tons of it, you know, last year. So it's very imbalanced. And we seek to kind of come into the space to educate, you know, people about the importance of food, how to grow them, mm-hmm. To really activate the space. Our farms that we built, urban farms on the rooftop of buildings and, you know, in schools and in hotels.
So is there one on the DBS building?
Not yet.
We are exploring that, definitely. And these gardens and these farms, you know, we have three key things. You know, we want to make social impact. Mm-hmm. We want to create environmental impact and community engagement. And we have a great team of urban farmers, you know, 40 of us, from all walks of life. You know, people with suffering from autism spectrum disorder, mm-hmm. all the way down to people that got released from the prisons. Mm-hmm. We have ex-bankers, we have ex-aerospace engineers, all coming to make change in the local food system. And we hope that this can propagate all around Singapore to drive a more sustainable future for us.
Okay, the point that I raised was 10 years ago, we didn't really think about sustainability. You said you started 7 years ago. Have you seen the change?
Definitely seen the change. I think over the years, we see a greater interest of people, influx of people coming mm-hmm. to want to connect with the soil, with the land, and understand how their food is grown. So much so that we are trying to play catch up most of the time with the influx of people coming in. So people want to know, people want to be connected, people want to be part of that movement. I think 10 years ago when the IPCC report came out, that was what drove me mm-hmm. Into this space. We are at that tipping point already, or maybe past that. And whatever we do moving forward is very important for the future of the planet.
Okay. Urban farming. Can anybody do it?
Anyone can do it. So a lot of people think that, oh, you have to have a green finger and to be able to be successful.
Oh, come on. You have to have some kind of a green finger. Maybe a tip at least.
I started with black fingers. I killed most of the plants. But it's true that process is a journey, right? It's your journey with nature. You make mistakes, things die. You make a small tweak here. It's persistence. And I think with sustainability, it's the same. You know, today, plastic use is going off the roof. And the small changes that we make in our lives that will contribute to the bigger picture of sustainability.
Okay, so we go back to Claire and the race against time. Why was sustainability something that you were interested to incorporate into something that a lot of people associate with fun and dragon boating and a weekend out in the sun?
Well, we wanted the event to, I think, represent something about what the bank stands for. And I think as we think about, you know, I guess most people would know DBS, POSB as, you know, a bank that's been, you know, integral in the heritage of the country, you know, the development of Singapore. And I think carrying that on as we think, as we look towards the future, I think we really see, I guess, sustainability as a real opportunity and something that's critically important as well. From the perspective that, like, I think from a big picture standpoint, it's about wanting a brand or a company that is trusted by people, that, you know, that people that we work with, people that we are around, you know, country that we're in, that we're doing good in that place as well. And that we're here for the long term, you know, as a bank. I mean, we're here to stay, whether it's Singapore or in all the markets that we're in. And I think we want the race against time, this Marina Regatta, to stand for that, right? To stand for what we believe in.
Okay, we are speaking to Claire Wong, head of DBS Foundation, and Bjorn Lo, founder of Edible Garden Cities. Interesting that you said that about DBS, Claire, because one of the things that I feel very strongly about here at Money FM is we have a statement that we make, which is we live here too, which is why the news is so important to us, and it's so important to bring out the news, which is why it was so important for me to have you on the show to talk about sustainability. The Singapore Minister for Environment and Water Resources, Masago Zulkifli, recently said that economic growth should not be at the expense of environmental sustainability. Where do you think the balance lies for us from a bank's perspective?
I think, wearing my hat as the head of DBS Foundation,
yes,
you know, what we do is we champion social entrepreneurship.
Right.
And I believe that, you know, at the heart of that is really a business that believes in creating a social impact, right? Mm-hmm. That means you center your work around, you know, solving a social problem and having an impact, and at the same time being financially sustainable.
You're making money.
Yes.
Because nobody goes into business to not make money.
Yeah. So, like, you know, Edible Garden City is an example of one of the enterprises that we have supported. But I think it's because of our belief that, you know, businesses and corporates can and should have a strong role to play in making, you know, sustainability sustainable.
Exactly.
Right? It's not just something that sucks up money all the time, but that you can actually think about how you can make your money do work, right? And
right.
I think that's fundamentally what we believe in, and that's why we do advocate that, you know, by whether supporting our social enterprises and also incorporating it within the bank as well through the things that we do.
Okay, we go to Bjorn. You are the founder of Edible Garden City. So clearly, sustainability is your business. Now, where do you think that balance lies between business and trying to do the right thing?
I think the economic system is the cornerstone of our modern civilization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, disrupting it too much at this point of time may not be good for global kind of progressiveness. What Claire shared about social entrepreneurship, so last year I was inducted into the Ashoka Fellowship, which has 3,000 fellows all around the world, making change in places like social justice, environmental sustainability. This is a hybrid of what the future of business should look like. It's not just about profits anymore. It's about what the social impact you're doing, what is the environmental impact that is happening. And DBS has, over the last many years, you know, supported social entrepreneurs to thrive in this ecosystem. And I believe that this
so
is
they're
important.
Putting their money where their mouth is.
They are, definitely. And we hope that they can continue to push this space to really create a new economy out there so that leave the world a better place for our future generations.
Okay, we're speaking to Claire Wong, head of DBS Foundation, and Bjorn Loh, founder of Edible Garden City. Well, personally, I like the idea of growing my own food because then I know what the quality is and what I put into the soil, what I sprayed onto my vegetables as they're growing, or not sprayed as the case may be. So I get greater control of the quality of my food.
Definitely. And this can be done in whatever situation you're in, you know, in the HDB flats, in apartments, in your houses, in your community gardens, downstairs with the RC. So there are many ways to take charge of your own food production and your own food consumption.
Okay. We go back to Claire. Now, you obviously can't monitor attendees to the event exactly. You can have gauge. 23,000 square foot maze. Do you think there's going to be hordes of people wanting to play with it, basically?
It's a big maze, so we can take a lot of people. And we hope that many will come and play. I mean, I think even if you can't measure it in some sense, but I think these are ways that people learn, right? Like from a young kid who's going to be in that maze and, you know, thinking about, say one of them, I think it's about like fish being tangled in waste or something, and you learn something a little bit about that. I think these are, I think, experiences that will remain in people's minds, and we hope that will spur or spark like small changes that people might start to make in their lives.
What do you think the takeaway will be for people who come this year and play with the maze? Do you think they will go back with a greater message of sustainability?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, what we've tried to do is not to make it like, it's not just one thing, but it's the overall experience of the regatta because it's immersive. So it's everything from the materials that we use in the maze as well as the signboards everything. I mean, it's immersive. It's not meant to be like, oh, this is just one experience. But I think the whole thing has been planned out such that, you know, you're immersed in it, yeah. So, like, even you know, say that from the cups that you use, you know, no disposable plastic. So it's like a lifestyle experience of an event, yeah.
Bjorn, you will be holding a pop-up booth at this year's DBS Marina Regatta. What can visitors expect from that?
So we were giving people something to take home. Mm-hmm. So I think there's something physical in that engagement, but really it's about a workshop teaching people the tips and tricks about how to grow your own food at home and in whatever condition.
What's the easiest thing to grow for somebody who's gone, okay, I want to try it, but like me, they have black fingers?
Bean sprouts.
Really?
We all learn how to grow bean sprouts
in primary school.
So even that alone, you know, it's so simple to do and you cannot fail. I mean, if you fail, just soldier on, right? But what we want to do is really give them different environments that they are comfortable with and then how to actually set up an edible garden at home. And for them to take home a little pot of herb that will teach them how to propagate to start their journey.
That sounds like fun.
And it's really about just sowing that seed in their mind so that it can come on to something. So that might have then die when they bring it home. But at least it's a start. It's a journey.
Sure. You know, you talk about that. I will be a challenge to you and we'll continue this conversation offline. But I remember my experience in primary school when I had bean sprouts. They didn't grow. I did not have a successful bean sprout experiment. So you see what you're up against. So what is next from the perspective of the bank, you know, DBS Marina Regatta? Is this sustainability message something that we will see in future regattas?
I think not just the regattas. I mean, I think we're just at the beginning, really.
Okay.
You know, I think it's a long road. I mean, it's I don't want to say slow, but it's a step-by-step process, really. I mean, this is one step. I think there are many, many things that we can do. I think, you know, earlier when you talked about, like, like why the bank is doing this and so on. I mean, when I look back to when we started with the foundation, for example, 5 years ago, the idea of businesses, you know, making an impact was quite new. There weren't that many social entrepreneurs and so on. And, you know, 5 years on, I mean, it's really exciting to see, you know, businesses like, you know, Edible Garden City here and others, you know, start to, I mean, really grow, right? And I think that's why I said we're just in the beginning. I think we want to see really more and more of that. I mean, I think at the regatta itself, we are showcasing a number of these social enterprises as well. Besides Edible Garden City, there's many others that we have also supported over the years. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a long-term effort. You know, I think it's not about being here just, you know, the next big thing, but it's about, I think we like to see it as like really nurturing these enterprises to grow and for ourselves as well to really integrate sustainability practices within the bank as well, like in our own business practices, even in our own banking products and so on. So it's a long
green
journey.
Bonds from DBS at some point. We already have them, actually.
Right. Yeah, I think it's an exciting journey ahead, and I think you're definitely going to see more from us.
All right. And beyond, what's next for Edible Garden City?
So we have the Funan Rooftop Farm coming online in June timeframe, and together then with the Raffles City Rooftop Farm of 10,000 square feet, we'll create the largest downtown core production cluster that we'll have. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited with that moving ahead in this year. Of course, really to then deepen our relationship with DBS, potentially with a farm within one of their properties, to really get the volunteers, because they have been coming to help us dig and, you know, weed on our farm. So to more engage them deeper, we build a farm for them on their site, which they can tend to. I think broader wise, what we hope to see in the industry is to use these farms as a place for care. So care farming is what we're working on. So how do we provide therapeutic services to people that need them using the farm? So things like animal assistive therapy. So using chickens and other animals to really bring people out from social isolation, because our farms are located very centrally, so we can provide these services. So we see a big growth, a big push, at least in the next 5 years. And together with DBS, I think we will make a good mark.
You should go check out his chickens.
His chickens?
Yeah, there are chickens on the farm.
We have many.
Yeah, highlight.
They're very cute.
Okay.
We try not to eat them.
You try not to eat them. I'll try not to eat them as well. Thank you so much, Claire Wong, head of DBS Foundation, and Bjorn Lo, founder of Edible Garden City, for coming and talking to us on Money FM 89.3 about the 8th DBS Marina Regatta. Just as a reminder, if you want to go, it is the 31st of May to the 2nd of June at the Promontory at Marina Bay. And this year's theme, The Race Against Time. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.